Greetings and peace to our listening audience. We thank you very much for joining us today. We apologize for the delay, but at times we will have our technical problems, but everything's fine now. I would like to introduce you to our show, The Reality of a Creator, Imam Shahid Shahbaz hosting. And now, without further delay, we want to get right to Imam Shahid Shahbaz and have him to come on and greet you and begin with a beautiful message for today. First, let's give you the title of the show today. Imam Shahid Shahbaz will give us the time that we're going to have for his show today. Imam Shahid Shahbaz.
Okay, just one moment.
Okay, we need a title for your show today.
Okay, examination, self-examination of the soul and the mind.
Oh, wow, that's a powerful one we have for today. Audience, is self-examination of the soul and of the mind. And while we are waiting on Imam Shahid Shahbaz, I would like to say that our show is being broadcast through Blog Talk Radio and that we come on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. if we can get on without technical difficulties. And sometimes there are other problems, illnesses and all. So we want to apologize for our delays when we are delayed in coming on, but we are thinking about you. We love you. We hate to miss you. We hate missing your show. It really bothers us. And we are so grateful that we can have you as a guest audience listening in with us. We would like for you to join us every Sunday. The show cannot be without you. And we want your feedback, audience. Please give us your feedback for the show. And we would love to just let you know that we are struggling hard. It is a sacrifice. The show, we have to pay a monthly fee for it, and we can use whatever help or assistance you can give. And more than that, I want to thank our listening audience, those of you who are donating to our show to help to continue the show. And now, without any further delay, he says, just a moment here, he's not quite ready, Imam Shahid Shahbaz, and I guess I'm over anxious because we've talked about this beautiful, beautiful discussion that he has for us today, it is just so profound. I wanted him to get right on, but with this difficulty here, it's taking him a minute now to get himself situated for the show. But we want to thank, as you can see, that we're really, really, really having our guests to call in here today and to listen in with us. So, guests, my apologies again.
We get ready. Peace unto you all this morning. This is Imam Abdul Shahid Shahbaz. I thank you all for your patience, listening audience. I had to take care of some things for my health, and I thank Almighty God for blessing me and you all, too, to wake up this morning, giving us another opportunity in life to get it together, to get our souls right, to make this journey through this world to God's world, which is in the hereafter. That's what the purpose of life is. It's to come here, be brought here by our Creator, to understand his purpose of life, not our own purpose. And that is what we have to realize, that we're going to make it through this world of trials and tribulation, that this is not our world, this is not our creation, that this is not even our Father, that everything is a loan. It belongs to the Creator. And it's a trust. Everything has been entrusted to us. And God is going to one day call us to answer for how we use this trust of our body and the material things in his material creation. If we use them for the good, we're blessed. If we use them for the evil, for the bad of mankind, we're cursed. We curse ourselves. We condemn our souls to the misery of the fire of hell. And I want you all to know, too, in the beginning of this program, that heaven and hell is not just places you go after you die, after the resurrection and judgment. We can have heaven on earth just like we got hell on earth. We create our own world, because the world of people is not the material world. It's the world of our thinking. It's the world of our soul. It's the world of our minds. You see, Almighty God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, when he decreed creation, you know what he did, people? He spoke it into existence. He said, "Kun, fire kun." He said, "Be." And everything you see came into existence. So everything is a word. So what are we as human beings? We are word. We're not just bodies walking around flesh and blood. We are word. And words make people. How you think, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is that mind. Man means mind. So as a mind thinketh in his heart. Check that out, people. Why do Almighty God, Allah, say in the heart? Because the heart is where the spirit of the human being is. The life that God, Allah, the creator, put in us is in our heart. So everything begins from the heart. All of the actions we see going on in the world, all of the sickness, the disease, all of this can be cured. But first, a friend of mine may be listening from Durham, and I want to speak this because she shared it with me and inspired me this morning. Anytime anybody in the world is going through afflictions with sickness of their body, realize that the key doesn't lie in medication from the hospital. The key don't even lie in you getting herbs from the earth. The key lies in you getting your soul right. Almighty God, Allah, said he will never change our outer physical condition, material condition, until we first change the condition of our hearts. Because that's where he put his spirit in our heart, and it made our hearts pure. It made our hearts good. So by nature, everything Allah or the creator created is good. That's the true nature of all creation, good. Guess what, people? The bad in the world is from man and woman. We bring the bad in the world by following our own will. Our own will is our own ways. Almighty God, Allah says, people, audience, that all good come from him, God. We know that God is all good. The Christians said, the Muslims said, the Jews said, the Buddhists, the Hindu. We all agree that Almighty God is all good. That's one thing we all got in common as people of faith and religion in the world. We all say, and I've heard it throughout my little short lifetime, people say God is all good all the time, especially Christians, and I commend them for that. I commend them for that. You see, God is all good all the time. So, you know, I just want to get that out first, and then we'll go to the title of the show, Self-Examination of the Soul and the Mind. Because, you know, I hear people all the time talking about their material conditions, and I ain't got no money, I'm sick. The world is so messed up. I hear people complaining all the time about the problems. And I hear people in religion, religious leaders, Christian leaders, Muslim leaders, Jew leaders, and Hindu, Buddhist, whatever. I hear religious leaders today, and politicians especially, talking about the problems. But I hear very few people talking about the solution to our problems in the world today. And this is what we're talking about today. The only way to solve problems, you can't solve a problem unless you go to the root of the problem. What caused it? When you go to the hospital, the doctor can't help you if you go in there and say, "I don't know what's wrong with me. I just need some help." He got to diagnose what's wrong with you first before he can treat you. So this is what we're talking about. But the only doctor today is Almighty God, Allah. He's the doctor. So if you want to be cured, he said, when he puts something on you, can't nobody take it off of you but him. He said, when you're ill, it's only he that can cure you. This young lady that might be listening said the same thing. She said that when Almighty God, Allah, Say, when you have you going through sickness of your body, say, you know, really, and another lady shared this with me, and it's also something I've been blessed to learn, it's a cleansing. He's trying to draw your attention off your body and draw your attention on him, the only one that can heal your body. And he's where? He's inside you. Almighty God, Allah, is inside of us, people. So in order to find out where the problem lies, you got to look in yourself, look in your soul, look in your heart, and there you will find out how to straighten out all your problems, because there you'll find God, Allah, waiting on you. He's been there all the time. He created you and put his spirit in your body so that whatever you go through, you ain't got to go to church or the mosque or go to somebody else. Call on him inside of you. He's there. He got a direct connection with everything he created. Even the birds, the bees, the ants, all creatures know their creator by their nature. And they don't even hesitate. They always stay in touch with their creator through prayer. Almighty God, Allah, say each bird we hear out there chirping, we may think they're chirping. He said they're singing praise to him. And he said each one knows their own way or mode of prayer and praise to him. You see? So if all creation is praising Almighty God, Allah, at all times, sincerely, why shouldn't we as human beings be praising our creator like we're supposed to? And we can tell that we are not doing that as a whole. Now, it's some of us doing it, but the majority of people are not doing that. They are worshiping the creation of Allah, or God, Almighty God, and they're calling on the creation to help them when they go through trials and tribulations. How can things help you that need help from God themselves? They don't have no power. The only power is with God. Almighty God, Allah, is all-powerful. He have all the power. So if you're going to seek help, seek help of your creator, Allah, or Almighty God. I just say Allah, people, not meaning that I'm being biased saying that this is a Muslim program. Allah, you have to understand the language of Arabic like you do English. Allah in Arabic just simply means one creator, incomparable, meaning that he has nothing that you can compare with him, that he created. Not even the angels in heaven. You cannot compare any creation with the creator. He's the creator. Everything else is what? The creation. And it's a big difference. And the creator say all that he created going to pass away one day, right? But he say all that's with him in his world going to endure forever. So, you know, I hope so far, my beautiful audience, that we are in tune, that you all understand me. And if any of you all do not understand me at any time, all you have to do is dial the number one and call in, and you will be pulled up on the computer, and you will be able to ask a question. You'll be able to give a comment. And even if you disagree with something I say, if you pull up the number, dial the number one, we'll pull you up. And you can disagree with me, because Almighty God, Allah, has blessed me to be able to disagree to agree to disagree. And I say that to say it in this way. Almighty God is all-knowing. He's blessed some of all of us with knowledge. So it's some things I might not know. I know it's some things I don't know that some of you all know. So you're welcome to share that with me also and with the rest of the listening audience around this country. So please call in. Any of you all that have any questions, comments, as I said, even if you disagree, it's all right. I talked to some of my friends the other day, and they said, one of them said, suppose I call in and disagree with what you said. I said, that's all right. Let's just try to go past what we disagree on and work on what we agree on. And that is that we all know that our God is one God and our God is love. So let's deal with the oneness of God and his love, and we can all agree on that and go from there. So that is so basic and so simple for us. So again, I want to go back to the subject or the title of the program today, you know, self-examination of the soul and the mind. You know, we cannot overcome a problem until we first recognize we have a problem and where the problem started from. And many people in the world, I would say most people, recognize we have problems. But most people don't understand what is the root of the problem. Because until you can cut the root off, you're going to continue to get the same thing growing back. So if you got an evil tree, if you don't cut that root off from that evil tree, that tree going to continue to produce evil. It's going to continue to produce evil results. So that tree has to be cut from the root. Our problems reside from our heart, people. I go back to that. I emphasize that because the heart is where Almighty God speaks to us. And if all our focus is on the material things and even our physical health, if we're sick or ill, if all we focus on is the illness, we will get worse. But if we focus on God and Him being the healer and why He's sending us through this particular illness, then, as my friend said, He will heal your body once you get your soul right. Because all our, we really have that we can call our own is our soul. Because when God, Allah, or the Creator created us, He created us with nothing, bare, naked, and alone. We didn't bring anything here. We didn't bring our body here. We didn't bring no cars, no material things here. And people, when we die the same way God brought us in the world, Almighty God, He take us out the same way, bare and alone. And He say the same way He take us out of the world and put us in the grave is the same way He going to resurrect us for judgment in the hereafter on the resurrection and judgment day, bare, naked, and alone. So in this life, I'm saying that, my beloved artists, to say that make your relationship with Almighty God personal. If you say you're Christian, if you say you're Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, Jew, whatever, understand that your religion can't save you. Your preacher or your imam can't save you. You got to save yourself. Your salvation lies in your personal relationship with your Creator. You got to understand Him for yourself, even for you all that say, I'm not going to say saved, but for you all Christians, sincere Christians, one of the things you all say that I love, I was raised a Southern Baptist Christian before I converted to Islam, but I didn't reject all the good in Christianity. I didn't reject Jesus. I didn't reject any good that I got from Christianity. In fact, I built on that with Islam. And one of the things Prophet Jesus, his name in Arabic is Esau, because that language, English, wasn't even in existence when 2,000 years ago when Jesus was here on this earth. That's not even a language. The language in which he was born in, that language was Hebrew language, and that language, that word, his name is Esau, in that language and the Arabic. But anyway, with that said, I want to get to the point. The point is that Jesus, the prophet of Almighty God, and some of you might differ with me and say, well, no, he's God. Well, there's no argument. You're entitled to believe as you want to believe, but let's get to what he said. He did say the kingdom of God was within us. This is what Jesus said. It's in the Bible. He said the kingdom of God is inside of us. So if we want to connect with Almighty God, look inside. Don't look outside and know that Almighty God of law will never change our conditions again until we change the condition of our heart. Stop the hatred in your heart. Stop the jealousy in your heart. Stop the envy in your heart. Well, it can stop. And, you know, that is the purification. Love is the purifier. God is love. Allah is love. So if you want your outer conditions to change, change the inner conditions by coming back to the love of God, Allah, inside your heart. See, love conquers all. That's a powerful word that most people that say it don't understand. That don't only mean love is the key to changing the world. Because the world is in a state of hatred right now and evil of men and women. And our world, again, I say, is not the material world. It's the world of our thinking. It is the world of our mind. And it is the world of our soul, and that is all on the inside. One sister here said we need to do introspect instead of looking on the outside. Introspect means looking inside and, you know, and examining what's in your mind, in your heart. We talk about slavery a lot, and we talk about mostly African-Americans being enslaved, but the whole world is enslaved.
What kind of slavery? Spiritual slavery. Huh? Mental slavery. Most people do not know Almighty God. They do not know God. Ain't no way you can know Almighty God and have the conduct we see most people have today, which is bad moral conduct. Righteousness is good morality. Almighty God is all righteous, right? So, therefore, if you're going to serve Almighty God, you got to strive for all his righteousness. You can't be right when you think it's a convenience. You can't be good when you think it's convenient to be good. And then when you see you can gain an evil, you're going to go and dibble and dab in that evil too and say that you worship God. You can't mix faith with wrongdoing. You can't mix good with evil and worship Almighty God. He's all good. And guess what, people? A lot of you already know this. I'm just reminding you. Almighty God is all good, and he only accepts that which is good. He don't accept our wrong. He don't accept our sins. He don't accept our bad. But he do accept us repentance. So Almighty God says this. He say he or she that sincerely repents of a sin is like he or she that have committed no sin. So you see, Almighty God is so merciful, people. We can overcome these problems if we sincerely repent of our sins. Repent of our evil ways. You see? See, our ways, isn't that what I was just said by Almighty God through me? Repent of our evil ways. And ask Almighty God, let your will be done, which is all good and not my will. Say, thy will be done. As Jesus said, thy will be done. He won't talk about himself. Jesus said, our Father. He didn't say my Father. This is the Lord's Prayer. He said, our Father who art in heaven, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the same prayer that we should pray. And even in the Al-Fatiha of the Muslim, it's very similar to the prayer of the Christian. We say in the Al-Fatiha, we say, with the name of Allah or God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to God, Allah, the creator, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee that we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the world, the straight way, the way that you created, not the crooked way of the world, and protect us from being of those who go astray from your straight way after you have guided us on your straight path. I mean, at this time, I'll give away to the co-host and see if we got any people in the listening audience that want to come on. And thank you for your time. Peace.
Again, thank you for joining us today and those beautiful teachings that Imam Shahid Shabazz giving you, those life-giving teachings. Now, that's what you call life-giving. Teachings that will give you the life, that will help you to live your life in a better way and to share with others the joy of living the best of life. Now we have a moment here where we want to invite you to join us in some feedback. So anyone in the audience who has a question or would like to make a comment, we are here to hear from you now. I have three numbers that I see up here. I'm going to call. The first one is 919-479, 919-479. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
This is Larry calling
from
Again,
I didn't hear you. 919-479.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Larry calling out of Durham, North Carolina. Good morning, Brother Shahid. As-salamu alaykum. Yes, good morning. As-salamu alaykum. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Well, you're kind of low. But, yeah, I'm calling. It's great to hear your voice this morning and to hear your the word that you're bringing forth to trying to reach the people here. And, you know, reminding us that Allah is great, Allah is merciful, and he will guide us you know, if we choose to be, if we are chosen to be guided, you know, if we choose to go in the straight way, we choose to go to be seekers of His endearment, He will surely guide us. And it's just a blessing, you know, to have people like yourself to remind us of the love and the blessings and like I said, the endearment of Almighty God. You know, we are so hung up on in these days and times, I think. We are so hung up on, you know, the material things of this world, and as you say, even in sicknesses and the material things of this world, that we, you know, it's very effective to us as a people and as a human being, because we every little thing I think and I see that. There's so many little things in this world that affect us that we forget about, you know, the endearment to embrace each other, you know, to show love towards each other. I mean, we show more love to our houses and our jobs and our cars and our creation than we show to the creation that Almighty God has blessed us with, you know. To each one of us as human beings, that, you know, that sometimes is the less thing that we show love to. We could easily show hate towards each other, because I think a lot of times you can't love something that you don't reach out or you don't give a try, you don't trust. Some people can look at a dish, a fruit, or something, and say, "Well, ooh, I don't like that," without even trying it. Then you don't know if you like it or not. And even if you didn't just like the taste of it, you may not know what the goodness is that's coming, that you can get from that fruit or that vegetable or that, you know, you don't know the goodness that you can get for. For instance, a beet. You know, a lot of people may say, "Well, I don't like beets." They may not like what it looks like. They may not like how it tastes, but they don't know the goodness that they can get from that. So we do the same thing, I think, with human beings, you know. We look out at someone and we say we may not like that person. We can hear them talk Islam as a Christian. We may say, well, we don't like him. He don't believe in God. We may look at a Muslim, may look at a Christian and say vice versa the same thing. So we never know who we like or what we like until we reach out and try and be patient and try to be understanding and try to be a seeker of which way or where he's coming from. And, you know, and so that, I believe, is one of the things that really concerns me with people. And so I just challenge people to be patient and discipline themselves. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Love and respect is from there. It says that God, how
Even in the Bible and the Quran, God, the Creator, lets us know that the love of God is connected with the love of mankind. And before we can love anything else, like you say, Brother Larry, Almighty God put his love in man and woman that we would be, caretakers of this world, vicegerents, you see, Khalifa. All of that means rulers in the earth, and he created all things good. So Almighty God didn't create the evil, he didn't create the bad conditions, but he gave man and woman free will, freedom of choice. And he said he tests us with good, and he tests us with evil, both by way of trial. So Almighty God say every man and woman, faith, F-A-T-E, is tied around their own neck, meaning that every man and every woman is responsible for their own choices they make in life. If they choose evil, they're responsible for that. If they choose good, they're responsible for the good they choose. And then he don't leave us just with freedom of choice, a little freedom of choice. He shows us the consequences of evil and good. So to give us further help, to show us that when we follow the evil, we follow the way of the world, it leads us into evil, and it leads us into destruction of ourselves and each other as human beings. But he shows us when we follow his will, it leads us to love God and always glorify Almighty God, and to love our fellow man, our fellow humans, and to work towards making the material world a heaven as it is in his heaven, a heaven on earth for us down here. In the beginning of time, Almighty God said he created the heavens and the earth. He said in 6 days, right, in the Bible, right? And he said on the first day, everything he created was good, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. So Almighty God say also that in the beginning, all men and women, there was once a time there was unity among all people, and people weren't divided by religion or race. All people just seen themselves as servants of God, Almighty God, worshipers of Almighty God, and lovers of God and lovers of each other as creatures of God, the highest of the creatures of God. Almighty God, Allah, or the Creator, say when he created man and woman, and he breathed or inspired into our hearts some of his spirit, he raised us up, not only higher than all the beasts of the field on this earth, but he said he also raised us up when we obey his will a little higher than his angels in heaven. And I've often thought about that since I was blessed to come into that knowledge of Allah, or the Creator. And I say, man, that is such a great honor. Who wouldn't want to strive for that position, to be looked up by their Creator in such high esteem, such high regard? So every day that I'm blessed to live to see, I strive to be obedient to Almighty God and myself. But I do want to say this with this. In the Bible, too, it says, this is God speaking, he says, where there's a will, there's a way. He'll make the way if you bring your will to him. And he said, if you seek his truth sincerely, you will find it. He said, if you knock on the door of knowledge and understanding of him, he will always come and give you knowledge and understanding of him. You see? So I'm going to just mention those two, because like Brother Larry said to the listening audience, today it don't seem that way. We can see the results of it, that most people place more value on material things and on themselves, that is their physical body, than they place on their Creator, the one that created them and everything they got. And as a result of forgetting God like that, they become totally evil, wrapped up into the evil of this world and the evil of the evil one called the Satan of the devil, who wants to destroy us. And the way he get us to destroy ourselves and each other, you know the way he get us to do it? Ignorance, by forgetting God, ignoring the signs all around you and in yourself that all point to your Lord and your God. Yeah, everything in creation speaks to us and points to God tell us what? Of the one that created it. If you just sincerely study creation, you don't have to be a Muslim or Christian, just a human being with a mind, and recognize you got a mind and not just a body, and use your mind to think. You will be able to understand that all the things that's happening in the world, Almighty God is speaking when the sun comes out. We know no human being control that. When the moon comes out, we know that no human being controls the sun and the moon rotating and alternating, and we're having what's called night and day. We know that no human being can grow any food that they plant in the ground. They plant the food. They go out there and harvest and till the soil, and they go out there and they nurture it. But we know that only Almighty God can bring life forth from that harvest that we planted. I mean, or the food that we planted. We reap the harvest from God, not only in food, but in our life as human beings. We reap the harvest of God's good when we live according to his good will. And we reap the harvest of evil when we live disobedient lives to Almighty God and want to do things our way. So we should all pray every day. First of all, thank our Creator for giving us another day to get it right. And then ask him, let your will be done on earth. And if we ask Almighty God's will to be done on earth, people, don't you know we're asking God to let heaven come back on earth? He's going to do it anyway. But in spite of him going to do it, we might not be around here to see it, some of us. And some of us are not. People are dying for us every day. The day could be our day to die. But do your part to work to bring God's will on earth. And he said, if you die doing that, you won't truly die. He said, your body will die, but your immortal soul will come back to him, and you'll live forever in this eternal heaven if you work for the good all your life on this earth. Work for the betterment of America. Work for the betterment of the world. When any human being suffer, we all suffer because we are all one. God, Allah the Creator, made us one. And we should never look down on a human being unless we're picking them up. They go from so-called white, black, pink, blue, whatever you call yourself, by race, skin pigmentation. Humanity is everybody's business. When one human being suffer, we all suffer. So we're going to rise together. If we're going to stay down, we're going to stay down together. But Almighty God, that's how he works. He works in unity. And also evil works in unity too. Evil comes together to destroy the good. And the good got to come together to destroy evil. So with that said, I do want to offer the opportunity for our program to be presented to any listeners who have comments or questions. Or even anything they disagree with, we can talk about that too. So I'll give way at this time to the co-host. And thank you.
And thank you again, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Wow, wow, wow. He is really sending the message out today, audience. And it is so beautiful, so beautiful. It reminds me, he was saying that a man is mind. Man is not the emotional self. Man is not the physical self. The mind is spiritual. The mind is where how we get in touch with our Creator. We go to him. We use the mind. We listen to him. And he is there. He's in our soul. He's in our soul. And the dictate from our soul reaches the mind as we communicate with our Creator. And he's saying, like the birds, the animals, they all know their place with their Creator. And they are automatically in tune to their Creator. Their nature is to be in tune to their Creator. But as he said, Allah gave man a will. And many men, because of that will, many have used it in the wrong way to go astray from the right way and astray from his guidance. And I love it when he says, the introspect. Look within us. Look within ourselves. Check out what we are doing. Check, ask ourselves, is this pleasing our Creator? Is it pleasing to him? Is it pleasing to self? And are we going the way of the world? Because that's what's misleading us today. We've gone off track, and we've got to get back on the right track. And we want to really thank Imam Shahid Shabazz for this message, because it brings it to our hearts and souls to recognize that we are not the physical, we're not of this material world, and we're not emotions. We are spiritual human beings. Again, if anyone in the audience would like to now give their feedback, ask a question, make a comment, feel free to do so now. I see we have another caller on the line. We have a 704 caller, 704-267. If you would like to say anything at this time, feel free to do so. We'd love to hear from you. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. That's the 704-267. And audience, we don't want you to feel compelled to have to say something. No, you don't. The thing is, when you do show up on our switchboard, then that tells us that you are one who would like to make a comment, would like to get some feedback. You have something to say. So, therefore, I call your number out. If I don't see it on the switchboard, then I don't call it out. Now, when you want to say something, anyone in the listening audience, please push your number one button. Push the number one button on your switchboard, on your phone, I'm sorry, and your number will show up on our switchboard, and I will have you connect it. Now I see we're back with Brother Larry again. Oh, we love this brother. Oh, we love him so much. We're thankful for his participation. And we appreciate him being with us each Sunday. If he misses a Sunday, we know that there's a reason for it. Brother Larry, would you like to make another comment at this time?
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Thank you, sister, for that greeting.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, wa alaikum salam, Shahid. I'd like to say that to the listening audience or anyone that chooses to come on, Brother Shahid and his lovely wife, it's not about your religion. It's not about your way of life, so to speak. It's about this brother's trying to share and trying to raise up the life of the human being, life of humanity. And, of course, and putting you in touch with reminding you of the ways of Almighty God, reminding you of the true and living God, reminding you of Allah and ways of that we can upraise ourselves as human beings. So I challenge anyone that if you just come on and speak, share, or give a testimony of some things that that will benefit humanity, that will lighten your a person's burden. You can lighten your own burden a lot of times when you speak on some things, even from experience. I've learned that myself. So, it's a challenge for us to try to reach out and wake someone up or encourage someone to stand up and speak out. So anybody in the listening audience, if you're listening, just take that challenge and speak out. Share with Brother Shahid and the rest of the listening audience that that because once you start sharing, it makes other people share as well. So I mean, I love you guys. You really inspire me to push forward, to even challenge myself and seek Father for answers and directions. So it's truly a blessing to be able to listen to the show like in the own home and at your own convenience. Great challenge. It's a great thing. I give praise and praise to Almighty God, Allah, for bringing you guys on the air.
Thank you very much, Brother Larry, and thank you for such beautiful words of encouragement to myself, my wife, and all the listening audience. And I love what you said about challenging oneself. That's what the title of this talk for today is, challenge yourself. That's another beautiful word, challenge yourself. You know, so many people can talk about
other people and their defects and shortcomings and their faults. But Michael Jackson made a song, and when they was accusing him of molesting children and all this whole stuff, I don't believe, ungodly. Peace be upon his beautiful soul. I love him, and I believe he was a good man. And I hope I can see him in heaven. But he said, if you're going to start judging anybody, start with the man in the mirror. And I guarantee you, you won't be able to stop with the man in the mirror. In other words, what I'm saying is this. Almighty God says that, in other words, he says that he created each and every one of us to be stewards or responsible for our own actions. And that, I repeat again, he says that every man and woman, he said, he's the one that has established the laws, the moral laws that govern his creation. So he said that you will only get good if you do good, and you will only get a bad reward if you do bad. But this is the beauty. Check this out, my beloved audience. Spiritual people, human beings, Almighty God say, if you do one bad deed, this is how much he loves us. He said, if you do only one bad deed, you will only be punished to the extent of that deed. You will only be punished one time for that one bad deed. But he said, on the other hand, if you do a single one good deed, he will bless you 10 times over for that one deed, or even 700 times over, or even many times over 700. Why wouldn't anybody be encouraged to want to do good, to live a good life, to do good? Because ain't no good coming in the world unless we bring it into the world. Human beings, there was a song I heard years ago. I didn't understand it, as I didn't understand a lot of things till later on in my life as I was seeking knowledge and understanding of Almighty God, Allah, the Creator. It said people make the world go round, and I agree with that. And another song said the world won't get no better if we just let it be. Anybody can talk about the problems of the world, but what we want today is solutions. You see? And I want to speak just briefly on this incident that took place with this African-American young man. His last name was Brown, and the police shot him just in cold blood. Shot him about 7 or 8 times, I understand, something like that. That was racist, motivated, I believe, without a doubt. I mean, that's my belief. You all don't have to agree with me. But we have a problem of racism in the world. It ain't just here in America. It ain't just white against blacks. You have a problem of racism of blacks against blacks. I would say you got more black people killing black people than you have. I know this is fact. Today in the 21st century, you got more black people killing more black people than I believe you had slave masters killing slaves 200 or 300 years ago in the United States of America. I believe that honestly. And now, what is my point? Why am I saying that? Because the real slavery, we can blame that white man and blame it on just all white people being racist or some of them, but that ain't the real problem. That's not why he shot that young man down like that and why they've been shooting African-American young men like that. The problem for white people with their racism is ignorance. The problem with black people that we're having with each other is ignorance. The problem with all people in the world, around the world, is killing up each other. You got a lot of Muslims over there in the Muslim world. You got more Muslims killing each other in the Muslim world over in the East than you do anybody in the world. Why are they doing that? Ignorance. They are turned away from Almighty God, Allah. Why did that white man do that? Because he won't in the will of God. He had forgot Almighty God. So racism needs to be eradicated or erased throughout the whole entire global planet. And the only thing that can destroy racism, evil, and hatred among mankind is the true and correct knowledge and understanding of Almighty God, Allah, and his divine will, which is all good. But he's not going to force anybody to accept his goodness. Why? It's for our benefit. Almighty God, Allah the Creator, he's free of all needs, and he's worthy of all praise. In other words, he don't need anything from us. When we do good, it's for our benefit, and when we do evil, it's to our detriment. It's to destroy us. So it would be wise on our part as human beings to understand and learn from our mistake, learn from the past. Brother Laurie often say that, you know, if we don't change our ways, then the same things that happened in history with people, the way that they were destroyed because they forgot Almighty God and his divine will, purpose, and plan will happen to us today, you know. And he's right, because history repeats itself. Not only do history repeat itself, but if you sincerely study history, it will reward your research, and you will be blessed with true knowledge and understanding of the will, purpose, and plan of Almighty God Allah, and you'll be able to get your life on track. I would just use us as individuals. If you don't learn from your mistake, you'll keep repeating your mistakes until you destroy yourself. It's the same with us as a world of people, of human beings. If we don't study our history as human beings, our godly history, see, don't study history, the evils that people did, and don't study the history of the righteousness in history, because if you study history correctly, you will see that good always prevailed over evil, but it was only a few people who trusted in Almighty God, the unseen God, Allah, or Creator, because whether you call God or Allah, Jehovah, Jesus, or whoever, the true God and the living God, as Brother Larry said, the ever-living God or eternal God is unseen. We can't see God with our mortal eyes. But a man said to me day before yesterday, he said, but you know, you say we can't see God. He said, but I say we can see God. And I just asked him the question. And I said, well, can you explain to me what you mean? What do you mean by that? How can we see God? I said, who have ever seen God and told you how he looks? The man said, nobody. He said, but this is what I'm saying. He said, God, when he lives inside of you, he said, then you're not God, but you're the representation of God. And he said, but I don't like to use that language, because that right there can be confusing to people that don't know God, because ain't nothing God created like him. So when you identify God, you have to identify Almighty God as separate from his creation, because Almighty God is eternal, and everything he created is temporary in the heavens and the earth, the material world. Now, the angels in heaven, we know, are eternal too, because they are one with Almighty God. They are eternal spirits of Almighty God. They are his will, and his will is eternal. His spirit is eternal. His word is eternal. The material world we're living in is temporary. And all things in the material world are temporary, and they will all soon pass away. Everything, even time, is temporary. It will run out one day. But this is the catch. Before time run out, time going to take everything else out, because time was created on a limit. There's a limit to time. It has an ending. And everything created has a limited period of time in which to exist, to learn and understand the will, plan, and purpose of Almighty God, and get in harmony, in line with his will, plan, and purpose, so that it can prepare for the day of judgment, resurrection, and judgment, so that it can return back to God and be with God again, forever. That is the purpose of life. Not to live here temporarily in this temporary world. The purpose of life is to live forever. God gave us life that we will have life eternally. The Christians say more abundantly, but a more clearer word is eternally. Abundantly could mean just a whole lot here on earth. No, but we know eternity is not here in the material world. Eternity is after the material world is destroyed by God Almighty. So our purpose of life, me and Brother Larry like this particular Muslim brother that sings on one of his songs in particular, humanity is everybody's business. And I think that is so beautiful. So we don't come on this program to say that Muslims are right, or Christians are right, or Jews are right, We come on this program to say that Almighty God is all right. And we want the good on this program for Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, all humanity. And you will never hear us teach on here that no one religion or no that the way to God is through religion. The way to Almighty God is through living a righteous life. It's through living a good life. And understanding that we are not in control as human beings, that Almighty God created us as he created all his creation to depend on him. Everything that Almighty God created is dependent on the mercy of God and the grace of Almighty God, the mercy especially, and the grace. But, you see, human beings have a free will, so we can choose to want to think that we are independent. I can do what I want to do. I don't need God. I got money. I heard a movie one time. I seen a movie. I took up martial arts, and Bruce Lee was my, I ain't going to say idol, but he's the one that I patterned my martial arts after years ago. And there's a movie on his life called Dragon. It was called Little Dragon. And he was married to this Caucasian lady. And, you know, in their culture over in the East, in China and Japan over there, a lot of them are Muslims also. Their belief is in the Islamic way of life. And even the ones that don't, their system of belief is so similar, you could almost call it the same. Anyway, they depend on blessings from God. In America, we are taught to depend on materialism that make that your God. If you ain't got no money, you're poor. And if you got a lot of money, you're rich. That ain't true in no sense of the word. Listen, what his wife told him, he put something in the window, and his business was beginning to take off, and well, it hadn't took off, and he was praying that it take off, so he put something in the window. The owner of the symbol saying to his wife that if we keep having faith, trusting in Almighty God, and you know, trying to live right, eventually he'll bless us to be successful. And she told him, the Caucasian lady, we don't need blessings. She told him something to the effect, we don't need blessings. We got something. It was dealing with materialism. And almost she was telling him, we don't need blessings. We got material. We got our own way we're going to do this here. And doing it our own way, the way that I'm showing you, we're going to be successful. Now, he was successful materially, but he went astray, I believe, spiritually, because he was started trying to please. He forgot God, and he started trying to please his wife and please the United States of America, this here system that discriminated against him back in the 60s when he made the movie Cato. They didn't want him to be seen on the movie as a Chinese, because they were discriminating at that time in the 60s against blacks, Chinese. And they put a mask on his face, called him Green Hornet and Cato, because they didn't want his whole face seen, and they didn't want people to know that the star of a movie could be a Chinese. So this type of racial discrimination against people is still going on in the United States, is still going on in the world, and it's wrong. And it comes from ignorance. So the worst enemy that we have, again, I want to emphasize this, ignorance. In the Bible, Almighty God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. He ain't talking about any kind of knowledge. He's talking about the knowledge of him. Why is he saying that? For the thinkers out there, all knowledge comes from God. He's all-knowing. So if you're going to get into true knowledge and you're getting it from God, then that knowledge is going to be useful not only to you, but you're going to use that knowledge to help make it better for everybody you can. Because that's the nature of the goodness of God. It ain't just for one person. It's for everybody. And you know a person that's got the goodness of God in them because they love everybody. They want good for everybody. They don't just want good for themselves and their family. They want good for everybody. I've been working for myself over 30-some years, and I can say to you all without a doubt, I have given away more things that I sell as products than I have made money profit off of. Can you bear witness to that, Brother Larry? I've given out, haven't I been such a giver ever since you've been knowing me about 40 years? Haven't I been a giver? Brother Larry, if you're still there.
I believe Brother Larry has left. It appears that he is not on the air now. Therefore, he's not going to be able to comment. It might be that he had other obligations or something, and we thank him for the time that he did come on and join us.
Okay. I apologize, audience, for the temporary delay. I thought my beautiful brother Larry was on because he's known me. About 40 years, but it really, I don't need a confirmation in that way, but I just love his spirit, and me and him both, we encourage each other. So when somebody gives you encouragement, it's not for you to get, as I say, big-headed or arrogant. It's for you to know that they want the good for you that they want for themselves. And so if there is anybody at this time, in the listening audience that want to come on, I want to give you an opportunity because I know that God has put good in everybody and everybody got something good to bring to the table to share. Thank you.
And I can see how Allah God is working with us. Brother Larry must have felt our spirit. He had dropped for a minute, but I see he's back on now. It could have been a technical problem also, but we do have Brother Larry back on the line, Imam Shaheed. And Brother Larry, he was just speaking to you. At this time, I think we want to make a comment to you, and I will turn the phone back over to him now so that he might ask you the question that he was asking you, and you can comment. Are you with us, Brother Larry?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Brother Larry, I was just saying to the listening audience that, in essence, it's better to give than to receive. Because,
yes.
And I was sharing to them in essence about my personal life that you've known me for almost 40 years, and I say that you've known me to be a giver in all of those years, over 30-something years, three decades.
Right.
And I was saying how when we give, and I think you mentioned it earlier to the audience, that you know, when you give, in other words, that's how you receive. You know, we don't receive by being stingy. And I want to say it in this way. Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, says that in being greedy, you become poor. And he say in being a giver, you know, when you be a giver and you, really, I'm going to say it like he said it now. I'm just a reminder. He say when you disown this world, you become rich. Now, it's said this way by Jesus in the Bible. Jesus said he was in this world, but not of this world. Most people place their values, what I'm saying, on material things, and so therefore they say, well, I got mine, you get yours. I ain't giving you mine because they can have way more than what they need. They can have enough money. You got millions and millionaires who don't even pay taxes. And you got hard-working people out here that don't even want to raise the minimum wage for the Republicans, especially fighting to keep the minimum wage down. And these are the people that's keeping their job and where they can make trips and just waste the people's money. So what I'm saying, you can see that true riches is having a godly spirit, a spirit of love and giving. Ain't nobody can outgive Almighty God. So how do you know a person really too, one of the trademarks of a true believer in Almighty God, Allah, is that person, Christian, Jew, Muslim, whoever they are givers. We are givers. Almighty God, Allah's servants is like him. We are givers. Almighty God is giving all the time. I want anybody to come on here. I challenge them to come on here and tell me a time that Almighty God ain't given to his creation. He's a constant giver.
Yes.
And we are supposed to be the same. That's all I was saying, that you can bear witness to the audience that I don't just talk about giving and love, but that I strive to live it. And as long as you've known me, I just wanted you to bear witness to the audience to that. That's all.
Oh yes, of course I could, Shaheed, anytime. And I could tell the audience that this brother has I've never seen him seek for the personal good of this world or the financial good of this world. I give them the name of being a reminder. He's always reminding his I think his true mean, and I tell him it's true. He has his true net, his true purpose, I think, for this world is to be a reminder of people that Almighty God, Allah, is God. God is the most merciful. He's the giver and he's the taker of this world. Now, I would say this right here, that I think most people, and I think when I look out to see with my time and experience on this earth here, most people, they seek the material stuff of this world, but and they know they can't take it with them. They know they can't. It's not. They know that it's not. They still can't overpower God's will, but they seek these things, I think, for power. You know, that's why they want money. That's why they want the material thing, so they can have power. And people can look up to them and give them a certain amount of respect that that they can have be to the point where it's almost like a worship, like back in the Pharaoh days. You got to come to me to be approved of what you want to do, or you got to you gotta be below me. I'm the best one in town. I have the best car. I have the biggest house. I have the most money. So I'm in control. So it's a power structure thing. And then, you know, as the Bible and as the teachers are saying that this is not about this fight is not about you and me. It's about the fight against power and principalities. So we have to understand that, and you know, prejudice and racism and these kind of things are, you know, it all falls under the power structure. Because if you got more than me, I noticed when I was coming up as a young kid from down south, and I always wanted to go live in the North, because I used to visit the North all the time with my grandmother every holiday during the summer. So I pretty much wanted to be from the North, because it seemed to me that they had more, it was more I could do as a young kid, play in the streets, go to the movies, go to the corner store and these things. And I couldn't do this in the country in the South, here in North Carolina. So my cousins and stuff from Baltimore and Philadelphia and New Jersey and stuff like that, they would always kind of tease the kids down south, or tease us down south, because we didn't have access to these things. So what it brought about to me at that time was a form of racism or prejudice, or even a form of power, because I felt like they was more superior. I had more power than I did, because they had more access to doing things than I did. So anytime when you think, when you are in, you strive to fatten up your bank account for your personal use, you're only doing it for the power, you know, and it brings about prejudice and racism and those kind of things. So I just challenge people to reach out and give up some of the things, and that's what we have to do in this world in order to see and get on the right road to Almighty God. We have to give up the material thing. We have to give up the things in this world in order to kill our prejudice. That's why when you fast, you have to give up food. You have to give up things in order to humble yourself, to bring yourself back down, so that you don't be so big-headed and uppity that you cannot see the reality of the struggle of a human being and of mankind. And it's a great thing, Shahid, that you continue to remind us And I know you've been doing it for me and with me, and I've seen you doing it with other people. I've seen this brother do this for 30 years. I've seen it. I mean, when I first come to Durham, when we first met in the masjid, matter of fact, before I got married, and I've been married now over 30 years, and this brother has been doing the same thing that I've seen him, that I'm speaking on right now, for over 30 years. And I think he, you know, we all have grown to be even more humble than we were back then. I have, and I know he had, but he's been doing the same thing for over 30 years. So it's a great thing too that we can come to that point, that we can humble ourselves, that we can find the things that will make us humble, as in fasting, as in praying, as in disciplining ourselves. We can find these things and get on the right road in reference to practicing these things that will put us on the right road to bring us, to keep us humble and keep us in the sight and in the, under the umbrella of the greatness and the kindness and the obedience of Almighty God. As-salamu alaykum.
Brother Larry, well, let me tell you something beautiful, brother. I mean, you know, I could just listen that you finish out the show and not say a word. That's how beautiful and how much Almighty God, Allah has blessed you. And I'm so proud of you. I just thank Allah for you in my life every day, all the time, and your family. Pray that he bless your family for you being such a strong spiritual support for me all these years, and your family. And I love your family as is mine, because we all are one human family, but you all are special to me because you're more personal in the human family to me than the human family in general. You're one of my closest loved ones, most closest loved ones. But you was absolutely right. It was so beautiful. And as you was talking, Almighty God was blessing you to speak. He was speaking through you so eloquently and beautifully. He revealed to me to say what you said in another way, too. Perchance some people can get it the way he brought it to you, and now he'll bring it to me. Almighty God, Allah, the Most High, says in the Holy Quran, his final revelation for all mankind, he says to all mankind, people, that we will never become righteous unless we give freely of the material things in ourselves that we love. So we can see that the only way you can get back to God, that you can be spiritual, that you can be a righteous human being on the planet Earth, you've got to give. And what he means by giving freely, you know, a lot of people will give, but they have an ulterior motive. They give because they're looking for something back in return. Mm-hmm. And usually they're looking for more back in return than what they give. Or they're giving to be praised, like you said. To show off vanity, self-glory, for self-adulation. They want people to lift them up. But there's a saying in the Bible, too, along with this, that Almighty God said in the Bible, the Holy Bible, he said, if you lift me up, I will draw all men unto you. Why would he draw all men unto you? Because you're drawing them to him. And that will create a world on this earth like it is in heaven, where all people will be under the will of God, and we'll have a good world out here for everybody. And, you know, justice, there's a saying that we used to say about the United States government anyway, and it still stands. Justice is not just us. Justice is for all, you know. And the justice of Almighty God, he said he created everything. He created for freedom, justice, and equality. And he says, Almighty God, the creator of the Christian, the Muslim, the Jews, and everybody, he says to Buddhists, Hindus, all of you that believe in a creator, whatever you call him, he's a spirit, he's eternal, everlasting. He says, you're not a true believer in him until you want the good for all mankind, your brothers and sisters among mankind, that you want for yourself. Now, that's simple right there. So if you, and he says, not only won't be good for them now, because most people, you can hear quote certain things that are good, but they don't practice it. The sister said this morning, one of my old dear friends, that most people in all religions, they trying to straddle the fence. They want to be of this world, the evils of this world, and they claim they want to be following God and his spiritual world at the same time. You cannot do that. Now, what you can do, people in all religions, create a heaven on this earth, a heavenly condition of love and kindness for your brothers and sisters, and don't see any of your brothers and sisters in humanity down and out, and you can't help them. Even if you don't have the material means to help them, you can pray for them. Pray that Almighty God will change their condition. That's a mess. You can tell that people don't do for one another that much, because if you're praying for me, that means you're praying to Almighty God. And Almighty God is all good, and he wants good for me and you. So when he prays, you're praying for me, and I'm praying for you, God going to bless us both. And not only do God, Almighty God, Allah, tell us to pray for each other as Muslims in the Holy Quran, but he tells us to pray for the Christian, the Jew, pray for the all good people all over the world, no matter what their race. They are all our brothers and sisters among humanity. He made all mankind one. When he created Adam and Eve, Almighty God, Allah, he created Adam and Eve, a male and a female. But he put his spirit in both of them, and it brought their hearts together as one soul. One soul. And all human beings, the whole human family, human race, come from Adam and Eve. So in essence, even from a physical point of view, we are all one. And I've done a topic on last program we had last Sunday on the title was One Creator, One Creation, and One Human Spirit. And if we understand that concept, that will help straighten the world out. We'll change. But one thing I want to say, too, and then I want to give away to somebody else to speak if they want to, even Brother Larry, that change is inevitable for growth. I was sharing with my wife this morning that when Almighty God, Allah, created us in the wombs of our mothers, he created us in three stages of development. Okay, one after another. Also, he said he created us in three veils of darkness. He created us in darkness. So, you know, I'm saying that to say that all life, and he created us in struggle. He says that when he created us and he forced us into this physical body in our mother's womb, he said that pain was so severe in the, not only the mother, but even in that child being born, that if that child could recall that pain that it was enduring in the mother's womb, that pain would kill that child instantly. So what am I saying? That most people are so quick to give up the struggle and trying to do right. But I see people dying in struggling to do wrong, dying selling drugs, dying drinking alcohol, dying robbing and stealing and embezzling money, the taxpayers' money out of the government, stealing it. They got a man called Madoff or somebody. He was embezzling, stealing billions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars from rich people who wanted more money, had money, but they weren't even using the money they had to help other people. And so by them being so greedy, a lot of them lost what they had. So we consider what Almighty God Allah saying, if you're going to be greedy, stingy, you're going to lose. Not only lose materially, but the most important part of you that you got, you're going to lose is your soul. Because whatever man or woman gained, coming from the Bible, the Holy Bible, to gain the whole wide world of materialism and lose their immortal soul. They've gained nothing, but they've lost everything. Our soul is all we got, human beings. Our soul is not temporary. It won't create it. It won't put in us from the eternal God, Allah, or the Creator, for just temporary pleasures or temporary time. It was put in us to last throughout all eternity, here in the temporary material world, and after we die and is resurrected for judgment, it is created for God to judge us justly and give us eternal life. That is the whole purpose that we're here, to use the material thing to help and the good for each other so that we can get the blessings from Almighty God. And Almighty God, Allah says that there is no comparison of material things to spiritual good that come from him. And he says that his mercy and his grace for us in our life is better than all the material things that he have allowed the richest people in the world to get. Because I'm going to share this with you all, too. I've been blessed to remember this in church with people as an example. One of the richest men in the world, his name was Howard Hughes. Now, this man I've been hearing about ever since I was a little boy, Howard Hughes, the Rockefellers, the Mellons, the DuPonts, and all these rich people, billionaires, billions of dollars. And like Brother Larry said, most people in the world, they place value and success and richness only on material things and materialism. Now, this man was a billionaire, and they also placed happiness in material things. They think if they get material things and just forget God altogether, I'll be more happy. That's why most of them won't give their whole self to God in any religion holiday today, because they think they're going to miss something in the material world. But this man, Howard Hughes, he died of malnutrition, if I'm saying the word right in this English language, which is really an unstable language, and you know, but we will get in that another time. But this man died from malnutrition. The man was so unhappy, he just stopped eating. Now, he had all of the money. He had enough money to probably, to feed, to make sure nobody in the United States was homeless. Nobody in the United States was without food, clothing, shelter, the basic needs, the essentials of life. This man had enough money to relieve all of the people in the United States, I believe. Yes. But he hoarded up that money, and he thought that money was going to make him happy and his family. And the man found out he was absolutely wrong. Almighty God said, it is he, God, Allah, the one that give us material wealth and satisfaction. Catch this right here, people, if you will. It's a catch to this. See, Almighty God say he's the one that give us material wealth and satisfaction. Now, he allowed many people that's corrupt, evil, hypocritical in religion to get a lot of material things. But I can tell you this, they ain't getting no satisfaction when they don't obey God and share that material, all that material wealth with other human beings that they share in need, that they are brothers and sisters. They are just like Howard Hughes. You got lots of rich people today committing suicide because they're just not happy. You got them coming out on TV saying, I got all of this and I ain't happy. Michael Jackson was one of the richest African-American young men in the world, but he was not happy because he said he didn't even have a childhood as soon as he was about, because we were around the same age, him and me and Brother Larry. He didn't even have a childhood because they became famous at such an early age, you see. And he missed that because that's normal to want to grow in the natural way that Almighty God wants you to grow. And he didn't have a childhood. Michael Jackson said, he loved children. I love children. That don't make him a pervert like these old corrupt people tried to say. That don't make him a child molester because he loved children. We're supposed to love children. The children are our future. We're supposed to love people, period, but we're especially children. Because they are there for us to guide. They need the right guidance. They need love in order to grow. Nothing grows without the love of Almighty God. So as I was saying, in the wombs of our mothers, I was saying to my wife, you know, we don't just, our growth in there, it's in stages. So in life, spiritual growth is in stages, and you have to endure through pain. We can go through more pain than we think in doing right, because in doing right, you're going to be relieved even in this world, like the sister shared with me this morning, of the pain, because the pain really is a cleansing. It's a purification. It's to take your mind off your flesh and put your mind in, on your real life, your soul. It's to take your, it's to create a true value system in you when you go through trials and tribulations, and learn to value the spiritual good from God, and don't place any value on unreal material things in this unreal material world, because both are unreal. This material world is not real; it's an illusion. Our physical body is not real; it's an illusion. The only reality is the Creator, unseen, spiritual Creator. And in the Bible, too, it says worship God. This is in all the Bible, in spirit and truth only. So don't say nothing about worship God in the flesh. That means worshiping Jesus or Muhammad or Abraham or Moses or any prophet It don't say nothing about worshiping the angels, and it certainly don't say nothing about worshiping white people or black people or any people. It says worship God in spirit and truth. So God said in the Quran I was reading this morning that he ain't created no other God with him. So all our lordship and authority over the heavens and the earth belong to him, the one God, and not to two gods or three gods, but just to the one God, the one creator. See, everything points to the oneness of God, that there can't be but one God, because why? Almighty God, Allah said, we don't see confusion in the heavens and the earth. We see order and harmony. That's what we're supposed to have in our life as human beings, but the majority of us are not submitting our will to the Creator like all nature's doing. But once we do that, then we automatically will come together in harmony. As me and Brother Larry has grew in more harmony, more closer, and more in the love of God, as we've been submitting more and more ourselves to the love of God. And also, I want to say what Brother Mr. Something Brother Larry said, in fasting, you have to abstain from food in the daylight hours. You have to abstain from drinking anything in the daylight hours from sunrise to sunset. And you have to abstain from sex if you're married. And if you're not married, you know you ain't supposed to be having sex anyway. That's fornication. That's a sin. But you abstain from all of these things that God give you that to naturally be able to do in the right order. But you're doing this to please God, to so show God that I place more value on you, God, than I do myself. And I'm willing to sacrifice from some of the things that I need, God, to please you. And during that time, when we sacrifice from food in the daylight hours during the fast and month of Ramadan as Muslims, we are obligated to go out and feed the poor. Because that food that we will be eating, that drink that we will be drinking, is many, many people in the world that ain't got no food. Every day they're starving from starvation. They ain't got no food. They ain't got no drink. And we suppose that it teaches us charity and love for our fellow man too. Fast and do, and it brings you closer to Almighty God and bring you closer to your true nature, that is to want the good that God give you for your brothers and sisters among mankind. I hope the message is clear, and I want to say, too, today I ask Almighty God, Allah the Creator, to forgive me, Brother Larry, my wife, if we said anything that wasn't in harmony with his will, because we only desire the good for all of you all listening. And all of those who are not listening, we desire the good of God for the whole world. And that is our purpose. That's the reason we prayed and ask Almighty God, Allah, to bless us with a radio program so that we could share his goodness, his love, and his mercy with the whole entire world of human beings, humanity. So at this time, I want to give away to the co-host to see if we have any more listeners that want to comment or come on and to partake in this discussion today. Thank you very much for your patience.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, again. And, this beautiful, 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 powerful teachings that you're doing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They say these bombs you're throwing to us, brother, they are to purify your soul, to make you think, to wake you up, to shake you up. And we thank Allah for bringing this wonderful message to us today. And that made me think, Brother Larry, what you were saying about the power structure. And as we realize, this is designed to keep the poor people poor and keep them oppressed so that the rich may gain more and use them and turn against them, then want them to be destroyed, which is crazy because they're making their living off of the poor, but yet they don't want the poor to exist. And this is exactly what it's all about. As you can see, the jobs that pays the most jobs, they are sports and play, entertainment. The people who recognize are the entertainers, those in sports and play, those in entertainment, the actors, the movies, all of that. And what they introduce to you is nothing that's going to help you. They help you to treat each other right, help you to help your soul, to purify your soul, to make your life a better life to live, a good life to live, a good life to share with one another. They distract you from the right way, to take away these things, to put your attention on having one to be like them, one to have the clothes they have, one to have the homes they have, one to have the cars they have. They even have them now putting out clothes, putting out materialistic things, shoes, shirts and T-shirts and different things, jackets, sports jackets, in their name, designing them, and want you to have that. And if you don't have it, then you start, you look the others look down on you who do have, and so you're nothing, and laugh at you because you don't have that materialism, that form of oppression, and that to take you away from what is right, turn you towards the wrong, turn your mind into evilness, into selfishness, and wanting not wanting your brother man to have what you have, and thinking you're better than he because you have this materialism. So actually, they're designed for doing wrong, for keeping the poor man down and in denial and keeping him oppressed. But he is the one that's making them rich by doing, trying to get their materialistic shirts, their materialistic shoes, whatever they have out there. This poor person, this poor little boy and child who sees others having it, he wants it too. He doesn't have the money to get it, so he gets it by any means necessary. And this is a shame, people. This is how we must reach each other and turn each other back to the right. And we thank Imam Shaheed Shabazz for these wonderful life-giving teachers, as they say, and remind us to us of who we are and whose we are. Again, now I would like to say, if there's anyone in the audience who has anything to say, wants to ask a question, want to make a comment, push the number one button. Push the number one button. Dial number one on your phone. And your number will show up on the switchboard. And we'll be glad to have you join us. We'd love to hear from you. Again, you're listening to the broadcast, Sunday broadcast show of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We thank you for joining in. And each Sunday at 10:30 a.m., you may join in with us, but we want you to participate too, audience. We want you not to just listen, but bring us some feedback. Participate with us. Let us know what it is that we're not doing, that you're saying that you want us to say, or how we can improve on the show. Give us some feedback so that we can help you to enjoy the show more than you're enjoying it now. Enjoy it even better than you enjoyed it now. And at this point, Brother Larry, again, before we close out, we only have a few minutes left here, I think about 8 minutes. We'd like to hear from you, a last comment, if you have something to say.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. And,
alaikum salam, Brother Larry.
Alaikum assalam, Brother Shaheed. And I'd like to, again, remind the audience of the Brother Shaheed and his lovely dear wife that this is a great show. And thank you, Brother Shaheed, for being a reminder. And, you know, I think one of our jobs in life as human beings is to be passer owners, pass the torch, to be a pass on. One of the things about Allah's creation, and I like to look out amongst, now I really enjoy the South because I'm able to look out my door and see trees and even sometimes ride the country roads where I can kind of, you know, get some scenery of God's creation. And one of the great things that I've learned, and God reminds me as I listen to you, Brother Shai, and listen to the show, is as a reminder, is that we have to be passers on, pass the torch, and, you know, light the torch, of course, is what you are doing, and that we may light it and that we may pass it on. And one of the great things about a precious stone is that it's always here. You know, it don't dissolve. It don't somewhat don't go away, of course. It's always here. So we have to pass on the precious stone to another. And even if we don't pass it on, it'll be left here for another. So Almighty God will pass it on in his own special way. And so we have to be, like I say, you're a reminder. You light the torch. We as human beings and leaders of the younger generations now that we've taken on that role or we've been put in that position as in age, that we have to be reminders. We have to pass on the torch. And a lot of times it's just about doing the will of God, just doing the right thing. You know, you don't have to be one with the money. You don't have to be one with the style. You don't have to be one with the extravagant words, but just be one with patience and understanding and obedience to Almighty God, and that we can pass that on, you know. And believe it or not, Allah's job would be done. So things would, it would be passed on sometime, whether we even realize it or not, because the goodness and the gracious and the mercy of Almighty God, you can't help to see, if you got any kind of conscience at all, to see the goodness and the kindness in another human being. And I see it all the time now. I thank God for it. I see greatness because that's what I look for now. That's where I'm at in my point in life. I mean, I remember years ago when I was a kid, I overlooked a lot of greatness in people and goodness in people. But now this is what I look for. This is what I have a feel of. And so, you know, once you're on the path of Almighty God, once you're on the right path and the true and loving path of Almighty God, it's almost like you can put your Bible down. It's almost like you can put the Quran down. It's almost like you can stop going to church, because you already the goodness of God is already written in your heart. So
that's exactly right, Brother Larry. That's right.
So once you get that, I mean, it's an amazing thing to just
live. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, brother, that was so beautiful because, again, in concluding, Jesus said the kingdom of God is in you. Right. And that means that what you just said, God's kingdom ain't in the masjid or the church or the synagogue or no building. We are the temple of God. Back
right.
in the old days, they called the human body the temple of God.
Mm-hmm.
So God wants you to become the Word. And the Bible said in the beginning it was the Word of God, and it took on flesh. So how can a person benefit from you and know that you are God and you love them if you just stay in the church and you ain't coming out? God Almighty, in my conclusion, said that Allah said that all his prophets and messengers, what you just said, he said they all walked through the street. I mean, they took the Word of God out, and when people seen them, the last prophet, Muhammad, said, every messenger, every man and woman of God, today and in the past, you ain't got to say a word. When people see you, your life should reflect the goodness, the glory, and the kindness, and the love, and the mercy, and the compassion of Almighty God to other human beings.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. God is greater, the greatest,
right.
greater than all. And I just want to say this, too, if I can put it in, audience. As far as African-American people, I want to say to all of you all, if you want to overcome any conditions that you have and heard it, like myself and all of us from slave mentality, change your thinking. You got computers now. You got information on telephone. So you have no excuse to say no white man is keeping you down or nobody. If you're down today, black people, start informing yourself. Knowledge is power, not money, not material things. The knowledge of truth will set you free, but material things will keep you in bondage. This whole material world ain't nothing but a prison for the mind and the soul. I leave you with those words to think of, my audience. And thank you. I love you. And thank you for tuning in today. Until the next time, I say, with the name of God, may he bless you, Almighty God Allah, and keep you and bless all of you with understanding of his light to guide you out of spiritual and mental darkness into his light, so we can change this world and make it a good world to live in, a heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Ameen. Thank you again. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Also, our listening audience, again, you have been listening to the life-giving teachings today of M. Fahim Shabazz on the reality of the Creator. You tune in every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Dial 347-884-8511. Pass the word on. If you've enjoyed this talk show today, pass it on. Pass it on to others and invite them to tune in also and listen to these life-giving teachers so that we may change our life And in turn, if we change and reach someone, they change and reach someone, then we help the world to change and make a better world, the type of world that our Creator would have all of us live in. Thank you again. We want you to join us next Sunday at the same time, 10:30 a.m. at Health.
You may not know me, but humanity, sacrifice is that. Said I may not know you, you may not know me, but humanity, sacrifice.
When you see what you see, knowing that it should.